RKS Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
It's now in order.
Live in the studio.
It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set. Let's go.
The Zone.
We had a fascinating conversation before the show today that we'll share some of it with you. I did pull up the Tom Brady roast this morning and saw a couple of clips. I've been kind of running around a little bit this week. It's been a really good week, but a little bit hectic. Nothing like last week. Ooh, remotes, Laurel, partying with film crews. Those people are, that's like party with a band. I mean, those people live on the road. It is a different life. Love them. Wonderful people, but a totally different deal. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Want to say good morning, welcome in. Want you to bet, well, if you want to, speaking of what we were talking about before the show. Bet 50, play 40, Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Play award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $40. I got a crew going up there today. That place may never... We talked about Marshall Henderson taking 25 friends there. This crew, they're going to tee off this afternoon, and then they're hitting Phillip M's tonight. I can't make it, and it's really a travesty. But I got some other stuff going on. So bet 50, play 40. Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Did y'all check? I mean, I may as well ask the wall. I was about to ask Jackson, Derek, if they check the weather.
Oh, I looked at the weather
this morning.
I sure as heck did. It's 90 degrees. We're going to have a 90 degree day in this.
Ooh, it's going to get a little hot. I thought it was hot yesterday.
It was.
Yeah. So up to 88 today.
Is that it?
That's warm. It drops back down this weekend, high 77. So, but anyway, the next 5 days are great for golf. Bet 50, play 40. That's a heck of a deal with the Azaleas and the Oaks and Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. So, I'm your host, Bo Bounds, Jackson Meadows with me. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for making us your sports and entertainment show of choice. Now, there's a couple of things that I need to get to. It's National No Socks Day, and I could not help but think about Mike Leach. Right when I read that this morning, I thought, man, he sat right here before, and he was, can you believe he was the head coach at Mississippi State? And what a character. What, I mean, there's never been another coach like him. I mean, he was so unorthodox. And you know, because, I mean, so many coaches, let's be honest. How many coaches are cut from the same cloth? What would you say? 80%? Right? I mean, more, a ball coach. More. Football, basketball. Yeah, I may be low.
Yeah, you're way low. It's 98. Yeah. It's like 97, 98, right?
97, 98%.
I told you yesterday the way these SEC coaches looked at, you know, I was looking at the media day lineup.
We don't have as many interesting personalities.
No.
With Saban gone and Leach gone. You know, Kiffin's witty on Twitter, and that works when you're winning, and they're winning big. And so that fan base thinks it's super cute and awesome. But, you know, like, it's a good point, Jackson. Like, who's the coolest, most fun, unique, bizarre personality with SEC football coaches right now? I mean, Calipari's a madman, and he's still in the league. He's just now wearing red instead of blue.
We're including all
sports. Bruce Pearl is a madman.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know why we've always had more personalities in basketball going back to the 80s when I was growing up. Wimp Sanderson, Don DeVoe, Sonny Smith, and Dale Brown were idiots in a good way. I shouldn't have said that. They were wild men in a good way. Nolan Richardson was a wild man. But anyway, National No Socks Day, I thought of Mike Leach and how lucky we were to have him and how lucky I was to know him and spend a little time with him. So, and you know what? it feels great when you don't wear any socks and you're walking on the sand or the grass. Now, of course, you got certain shoes that are perfect with no socks. Now, you got to be careful.
Whoa.
You know, you got to have a little powder or, you know, now women have 97 different pairs of shoes that they don't wear with socks because they wear all the heels and sandals and so on. Now, I love a pair of flip. Does that count? I mean, but that you're not wearing socks with flip-flops.
Whoa, who's not?
Well, unless you're 64 and you came out of kind of like the 60s or 70s, right?
Or you're from the AAU circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hot.
That's right.
You wear your socks with slides.
You know, I may attend an AAU game this summer.
Just to watch.
Find the most AAU coach in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And video him and bring it back here and push it out on social and we can have fun with it.
I think we know it won't
take
long.
Or do you think that I should get a team and I should become... But if I'm going to get a team, I want to be filthy.
Oh, I want to be good.
I mean, I want to buy players.
Yeah, well, that's...
Obviously. You know, buy parents.
Yeah.
Street handlers. Third-party flesh peddlers.
Where would you play ball? Where would you practice and play ball at?
I don't know. Where would I?
Oh, I mean...
Like, I guess it... You give a preacher or a priest cash.
Yeah, sure.
You can get the gym at the church. Most there's some rich ones here, but most are always looking for money.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, slide over there, Broadmoor, wherever it is. They got a nice little facility. Look, I mean, MRA. They used to run little. Obviously, they run basketball camps about, but they used to let, I believe, AAU people come in there and play ball too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't know that, but it sounds right.
Yeah, you're
right. Surprised MRA doesn't have more than one. Well, they kind of did have another gym. But then they did the dining hall. Told you they spent millions of dollars on the dining hall.
It's
crazy.
I got talked about that too about that the other day. And
you didn't have that at Clinton.
Yeah, we missed out on that.
Did you miss out on that?
They told me that. I mean, it's literally like you're walking. You walk in there and you're like, all right. First off, A, this isn't fair, and B, what is this doing here?
Right.
Like, how did this get here? Because it is quite astounding. Big fan of it. They'd have been in trouble if that was me.
You know, I won a free throw shooting contest a couple weeks ago.
Where?
It was father son at the SAE house.
Nice.
And a buddy of mine, they have a basketball court outside of their courtyard.
Played a lot out there.
And they just got a brand new house.
Oh.
And they spent several million dollars.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I got to slide by that.
And guy was like, hey, you want to do a free throw shooting contest? And I was like, sure. And, you know, I won.
Well, I mean, casually.
Oh,
did you smoke it? Did you wipe the floor with him?
We were drinking beer.
Yeah.
And shooting hoops. I hadn't done that in 30 years.
How'd it feel?
It felt good.
Rejuvenating.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. I know you knocked him down.
I did.
Yeah, of course.
I only missed one.
I figured so.
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
I had to.
Fundamental.
Shot right-handed.
No, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Goofy handed.
Didn't shoot left-handed. Left is my dominant dribble hand, but I shoot right-handed.
That's so
isn't that
odd.
Weird?
That's so odd.
I know.
Did you do that on purpose to make it harder to guard you?
No, I write left-handed, eat left-handed, throw the baseball right-handed, left-handed, and I happen to shoot the basketball right-handed.
So you
I don't
go
understand
to your
it either.
That's kind of dangerous.
It's kind of weird.
I mean,
I think that's why I do what I do for. I mean, this isn't a, you know, doctor, lawyer, accountant, you know, whatever, pharmacist job.
It's not
nursing. I wasn't going to make any of those schools. It just wasn't going to happen. I wouldn't. Let's see, pharmacy school. No, wouldn't have gotten through that. Nurse. No, it's first sight of blood. I'd have been out. Why do people feel like they need to show you something? Like they've had can I ask you a question, you and Derek? Why do people need to show you when they've had surgery? That is the most bizarre. That is the most ridiculous. They're like, here, let me show you.
I hate it.
I got stitches like by my waist and it was gory. Or, you know, I just had hernia surgery. Can I show you? I'm like, if I see I've told everybody this story. A nail went in my daughter's foot when she was 5 years old and I had to pull it out and it was a Herculean effort by me. I almost passed out.
I would have.
A lot of people do that. That's the I don't get it people. And I don't want to do that. The text line is 601-885-3776. Back in a second. Independent Roofing Systems is the number one commercial and industrial roofing company in Mississippi. Independent Roofing Systems has recently completed the new Northwest Rankin High School, Madison County Jail, and Manning Athletic Performance Center in Oxford. Independent Roofing Systems is about doing it right the first time, and they've been in business for over 40 years. Visit roofing.ms today.
Big board. What's on the big board?
All right. Good morning. Welcome in. Now, the Ag Up Equipment text line is 601-885-3776. National No Socks Day. Thought about Mike Leach. So cool that he was the head football coach at Mississippi State. One of our texters, who's an absolute total not get it guy, does not like the fact that we reference Mike Leach in Mississippi State. Yeah, look on there. Yeah, I know. Where, but here's the deal. This is where he misses. It's all about timing. And nobody, you know, when Mike Leach was at Texas Tech and Washington State, this is where this guy missed. Right before he started being a keyboard cowboy. Is those games weren't on TV. And his 3 years at Mississippi State, every game was on TV. We just have more access. And, of course, the platform of being in the Southeastern Conference over any other conference is huge. But, yeah, the Pirate will be known. A big part of his deal will be at Mississippi State. He had some big wins. His last game was a win in a rivalry game. And, I mean, he took a team that was solid at best and went over to Oxford and won. And that's Mike Leach. He won. He had to play uphill. And he beat teams that were more talented than him. That's why he's a Hall of Fame coach. Whether or not he gets in or not, you know, what is he, 59%? You have to be 60%. He's like 59.8. So one of the media guys pulled this up like a couple weeks after he had passed away. He's like 59.8% winning percentage, and you have to be 60. I think it was. I think I remember that from a couple of years ago. But can you believe that? No, that's only been, dang, that hadn't even been a year and a half. Unbelievable. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're brought to you by eye care professionals. Dr. Kirk Jeffries, do you need cataract surgery? You want to go to eye care professionals. And Dr. Kirk Jeffries, first guy I thought of, No Socks Day, was Mike Leach. And the fact that I got to break bread with him, eat gumbo, oysters, steak, and drink a little bourbon with him. In fact, I had one in studio right over here with him. That's pretty cool.
At Vegas, yeah.
And then Vegas, yeah, we spent, what did that end up being? 3 hours together? Where were we? What? It was a lot going on around us. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, that's all you.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, I think we were in the Cosmopolitan. Right. We were in the center bar. Well, there's 47 bars before you get to that bar. But we were at the center bar. Was it? Yeah, I think we were in the Cosmopolitan. Ariel Cosmopolitan. Aren't they all bunch right? Anyway, it's right down the street from the Bellagio and Caesars, because thank God when I walked out of there close to 3 a.m. in the morning, I was like, how far am I from my hotel? I need to face plant immediately. And I looked down the street and I went, oh, yes, I can walk.
Yeah,
I don't have to get another Uber.
Best feeling.
Isn't that the best feeling?
It is.
You know, because especially when you're tired or it's late, you just don't want to chat it up with the Uber driver. You know, I've had some great ones over the years. And I think I'm north of 330 trips on Uber.
Bunch of trips.
Isn't that a bunch of trips?
That is a lot.
I know.
Yeah.
And I even find them that drive offline. Shh.
Oh, whoa, now.
And you could throw in another 100 on that.
Yeah, it's easy peasy.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a trek.
Because you know I can't wait.
No, yeah.
I can't wait.
I mean.
Starkville needs more Ubers. Last weekend was packed with the Starkville Derby with 60,000 people there. And I think you told me 13,000 or 14,000 people were there on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was I thought it was a much bigger crowd than Super Bulldog Saturday. I mean, Super Bulldog, whatever it is. Anyway, and it was tough to get an Uber. So we found an offline driver.
It took a while to get Ubers out there. It was tough for a
while. Well, it was averaging like 12 and 13 minutes, 14 minutes, which a lot of times in Starbucks, you can get them in five.
Yeah.
You know me. Anything over 4 minutes and
out.
I'm out. The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by Independent Roofing Systems, the number one commercial industrial roofing company in Mississippi. Also, Bet 50, Play 40, Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Bet 50, Play 40, Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. I've got a group going up this afternoon. I love it. Love it. And they're going to do the whole thing. They're going to play golf. They're going to do Philip M's. And then they said they're betting on all the NBA playoffs. Derek, will you see who's playing tonight? So I can see who these madmen are betting on. They'll probably bet MLB, too.
That's because they're smart, looking to make some good money. It's early season, baby.
What now?
It's early season MLB. Of course you can make money right now.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite? Red Sox.
Sox, baby.
Do you have another one that you like, or is it just Red Sox?
I don't know. I really like baseball, man.
I like Cubs.
The Cubs are good.
I like the Braves. I like the Red Sox because of the Mississippi State tie with Boo Ferris and Papelbon. I think Hunter Renfroe went there through there for about 15 minutes.
He did.
I don't remember if he stayed a whole year. That was like a mid-season trade?
Pretty sure it was. Red Sox play the Braves today?
Oh, nice. That's cool. I just saw on Facebook that a friend of mine has Chicago Cubs season tickets. And I will be taking him up on that.
Yeah. I
haven't been to Wrigley. I've been to the Super Bowl, the Final Four, the Masters, the National Championship game in football, the College World Series, Championship Series, some of the Grammys, or Grammy Week. And yet, of course, NFL games, MLB games, and NBA games. I haven't been to the Cubs. What am I doing?
What's the most iconic?
I think I'm going to give it to myself as a present because I can.
Yeah.
Because I support baseball? My kids.
Best baseball stadium you've been in? Camden?
Camden.
Yeah. Well, Camden's cool.
Camden and Duty Noble. The new one.
Yeah, sure.
That one's incredible. I mean, there's a reason why Major League Baseball went through it and posted about it. Pretty incredible. All right, we're going to get into a pretty serious topic today. I wrote this down before. What ruins a relationship or a marriage more than sports? And we came up with two things. Gaming and hunting. And we want to hear from you and stories. Should we do best story wins a night at the Golden Moon and a gift certificate also to either Mom and M's or a couple rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit?
Are you insinuating that our listeners fall in this category?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
And I love it.
Got to be good stories behind it.
The Starkville Derby pulled in 60,000 people. What in the world is going on? I thought Derek made a great point yesterday. I mean, the Saints only draw 75,000 people if they sell it out. 60,000 people went to the Starkville Derby from all over the country. I met people from everywhere.
So many people.
I know.
Packed into that spot, too.
I know.
It's not like you're in the Junction where you can have that many people.
Well, that's a good point. The Junction is so spacious.
Right, like you got room.
That's one asset that MSU has.
It's great.
Yeah.
Being able to move.
Well, it's the second largest campus in the country outside of Penn State. So that's why, and if you read any of the IHL board minutes, you know that, you know, they're in the best position for growth. The other two big ones here in the state are landlocked, and I don't know how they're going to, you know, tackle that. But MSU has plenty of room for growth. That's why they've been able to build dorms at a much more, higher level. But yeah, 60,000 people.
So many.
This is going to end up being their biggest event of the year outside of an SEC football game.
Yep.
Because, you know, Starkville and Oxford are bananas crazy over those. But what happens now there in the spring is insanity. The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by Kinetic Staffing. Are you looking for a law partner, CPA executive, technology EVP, executive recruiting powered by Kinetic Staffing? Alan Lang and the team at Kinetic Staffing will identify the right person for your firm. Technology, law, accounting. KineticStaffing.com. SEC Insider Hit coming up next. It's No Socks Day. Do it.
I believe that home is where your pet is, and that loving an animal means never giving up on them, never letting them go.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it, after a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to, and I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day, and that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I believe that when you adopt an animal from a shelter, you are saving not only one, but many lives.
And that when you spay or neuter your dogs and cats, you help decrease the number of homeless animals.
I believe it's time we do all we can to save the lives of homeless dogs and cats who are counting on us. Because every dog and cat deserves a place to call home.
I believe that I found my best friend in a shelter, and that you can too. I'm Lisa Edelstein. I believe.
I'm Emmy Lou Harris. I believe.
I'm James Avery. I believe.
I'm Travis Clark. We believe that together with Best Friends Animal Society,
we can bring about a time when there are no more homeless pets.
Please visit our website at ambassadors.bestfriends.org to find out more.
We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. It's also National Receptionist Day, so we were talking about no socks. Of course, they throw up a very, I'm looking at this site, right? We get all this aggregate information, some of it's nonsense. We like to talk about it. It's Morning Drive. And, of course, the picture of National Receptionist Day is a very attractive person. Imagine that. Now, I'll say this. Receptionists and executive assistants are beyond vital. I mean, look, there are some prominent men and women that are high up in business or politics that if you don't have a way to get in touch with their executive assistant, you're not getting a meeting. And they keep the schedule. They understand the flow, the rhythm, which is so, you know, we talk about that with teams, right? Like the Mississippi State baseball team currently, or the Ole Miss football team this past year, or the Mississippi State basketball team. Flow, rhythm, pace, right? Things work, greasing the wheel, winning, and teams find that. Same thing in business. You have an excellent receptionist or executive assistant, Let me just tell you, it makes life, everything so much better. And so it is National Receptionist Day. Then I think about all the movies where, you know, a receptionist plays a big part of the plot or the theme of the movie, right? Big piece of the puzzle. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Miskelly Furniture and any of the Miskelly Sleep Stores, where not only can you upgrade your dining room or living room or bar stools in your kitchen, but the purple mattress from any of the Miskelly Sleep Stores and the purple grid. Does it trap heat? Adapts to your body instantly. Wendy and I sleep on a purple mattress. You should try one out this week or next at any of the Miskelly Sleep Stores. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're streaming live on thezone1059.com and the Out of Bounds radio app. Want to say good morning. Welcome in. I do want to say that one of our listeners nailed it. I thought of Mike Leach when I saw No Socks Day, and it just feels good not to wear any socks. Do you like that, Jackson?
Big no socks guy.
Okay.
But I'm socks with slides.
You are socks with slides.
Hardcore.
Okay.
I don't remember the last time I wore flip-flops without socks.
I'm not sure I'm okay with that.
I mean, I don't know what it was. I think it was a basketball thing.
Basketball.
It had to have been.
Is that an AAU coach thing? Socks with slides?
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to surprise you. I haven't been to an AAU tournament.
Well, you know, you got to wear
I don't know if I've ever been to an AAU tournament.
Good.
Think about that.
If you got basketball shoes on, and you know you got multiple games in a day, they're back. You know, you may have 30, 45 minutes in between them.
So you put on your slides,
yeah,
to let your feet breathe,
right? And then It just becomes
comfort.
Comes
because AAU, you play several games. Oh, yeah. It's just like travel ball,
yeah,
baseball, softball. People soccer this weekend. Parents getting ready.
Play four games a day.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay,
that makes sense. All right. Well, you know, I've never been a slides and socks guy.
Missing out.
But, you know, did you see my Nikes that Patrick Kelly did from Finch and Kelly?
Nailed him.
Did you see them? So he threw them up on Instagram.
They were
so they're black and white, and they've got the Out of Bounds logo on there and Whiskey 61 logo.
Nailed them.
I know.
They did a really good job.
Aren't they beautiful?
I commented on that post. I loved them.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
You did comment on that post.
Yeah.
You loved it.
Yeah, it was great. And they nailed them. I mean, it's a good, and what I love more, it's a classic pair of Air Force Ones.
So I'm going to have a pair
of Air Force Ones.
A black and white. Is there a little silver in there?
There is.
I thought so. Because I told PK, Patrick Kelly, Finch and Kelly in Oxford, I said, PK, I either want blue, silver and white, or black, silver and white, whatever you think. He's the one that does these custom Nikes.
Right.
And he's done them for coaches and players and all that stuff. And I thought they were a home run.
Well, I'm glad you went with the little silver in there. You don't want to just black and white.
Right.
But, I mean, that's it, yeah, because you're going to be able to wear them with anything. Move and groove.
You got to move and groove. I love that.
That's all you can do.
I mean, I'm wearing camo right now.
I mean,
and you actually like this camo pullover.
I couldn't see you when I walked in. It was crazy.
And that, yeah.
I had no idea where you were.
And this is from Adidas. It's actually cool camo.
I think it's sweet.
All right, so there is some silver in this. It's black, silver, and white. Finch and Kelly, Patrick Kelly, made me some Nikes. And he put the Out of Bounds logo and Whiskey 61 logo on there. And then Out of Bounds on the sole. Is that what I call it?
The bottom part?
Heel.
Oh, up under it?
Yes. Yeah, up under it.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't notice.
You need to swipe through. They're awesome. I'm putting them as part of my story right now. So if you want to go to my Instagram page, it's Bo_Bounds. Bo_Bounds. And you can see what PK, Patrick Kelly, my buddy who owns Finch and Kelly Clothing Store in Oxford. I'm also getting a sport coat from there, and it's time to.
Do you know where upgrade. You're at? I mean, do you know where you're going with?
We picked out a really cool blue, not navy. Okay, I'm not doing 1977.
Nah.
It's a really cool blue, but then the inside
the lining
is going to be. Whiskey 61 and something. Maybe cigars. I can't remember like what we decided.
Like a old school tie with like a bunch
That'd be cool.
You know how they
But there'll be maybe cigars or out of bed. I don't remember. I gave him all the logos.
Because you can do it. You can get away with that.
I know. That's good.
You can't, obviously can't get away with it on the outside, but you can get away with that pattern on the inside.
I got to make sure I don't gain weight.
I don't.
Because this thing's going to fit. He took my measurements.
You haven't gained weight. When's the last time you gained weight?
Well, remember, you weren't on. This was before you joined us again. Last year, I had a little spot where I had to have a come to Jesus with myself.
I believe it.
And it worked out, but I had to get right. I did.
I don't believe it.
And then I went to the Dominican with my son for his senior trip, and I lost 10 pounds. The resort was absolutely beautiful. The rooms were amazing. The food, not so good. But it worked out.
You lost 10 pounds.
Yeah. Well, I lived on Ultra and Tito's. And there were croissants in the morning that were edible. Because everybody from MRA had this VIP thing. I don't know. Called the club. Not VIP. It was called the club level or something where you upgrade.
Sure.
Okay. It's a Marriott, which actually surprises me, but it's a Marriott property in the Dominican. Okay. Not that the Marriott they have properties all over the world, but you know, this, and the place is gorgeous, but food not so, but it worked out for me because that was at a time where I needed to shed some weight. So I came back at 150 pounds and it was perfect, but you could walk. My point in all this is you could walk in the club. There was two clubs.
Yeah.
And they had food and beverage. In fact, some of my buddies with the MRA contingent didn't even find it until later in the week. I was like, dude, I've been coming here all week.
Oh,
they make your beverages for whatever. If you give them a few bucks.
Oh yeah.
And I, it was, so anyway, in the morning they would have these croissants and that would tie me over for the day.
How big are these croissants?
Huh?
Well, I mean, you got a Tito's diet, you're all right, but
I'd get whatever I wanted.
Yeah,
well, I'd actually get a shot of Bailey's. I'm on vacation. I got a shot of Bailey's in my coffee.
That's what you're supposed.
And if somebody has a problem with it, well, you can have a problem with it.
That's a them problem.
That's your. I know there's pearl clutching everywhere. All right, the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, and we're live in the Bank Plus Studio. Croissants. You can survive on one croissant, and then later that night, I'd find something.
Yeah.
But not much.
Something.
No, I mean like.
Dang.
Like.
Did you go with a mission to lose the weight?
No,
It just happened.
I realized I wasn't. I just couldn't.
Is that the thickest? Dude,
I told this story. We flew back a week later into the Atlanta airport.
Okay.
And I've never had a Five Guys burger.
Okay.
And we walked into the Atlanta after we went there. By the way, they didn't even check us going through customs. So if y'all want to get anything in or out of the country, just go ahead. There's no such thing. And look, I mean, we went overboard after 9/11. But anyway, the point is, we got through customs on a Sunday, and it's rare I fly on a Sunday, okay? So the Atlanta airport was quiet. There wasn't anybody going through customs. And once we got into the real Atlanta airport, we all sat down at Five Guys. And I mean, it would have been embarrassing if somebody had videoed us. Seriously.
How long? You smashed that burger, didn't you?
Well, Wendy and this is where we messed up. We split a burger.
Oh.
And yet I could have eaten my hand at this point. But it was still delicious, you know. And I mean, there was enough grease there to last me the next 6 months.
Yeah, it was substantial.
But I absolutely tattooed that burger and fries at Five Guys in the Atlanta airport.
So
after not eating for a week. But Tito's and Ultra took me through.
It'll carry you.
Yeah.
I mean, is that was the...
Oh, and they had coconut water down there. I found it.
Was that the thickest you'd ever been?
Thickest? Like, as far as heavy?
Weight-wise, yeah.
No, I got thick? Up... Hold on, what number did I hit?
I'm not going to believe it. Okay, I can't imagine.
I think I got up in college, I got up to 170.
I can't see it.
But I'm better about 157, 156. They were making fun of me out in the left field. Jason Perrigin and Kendall Collins, they were like, you're one of my legs.
Yeah, those are big boys.
Yeah.
How did you wear the 170? You didn't get it in the face. Did you? There's no way.
Not much.
Okay.
But I mean, I can't carry 170.
Okay.
160.
I should move.
Last year when I got a little crazy, I'd gotten up to 168 and I was like, this ain't going to happen. We're not going this way.
Y'all are breaking my heart.
Derek, how much do you weigh?
260.
Hey, man, I was
pushing. You look like a former offensive guard at Lumberton. That could absolutely steamroll some people. Yeah, I mean, you look like somebody that could have started at guard for Brandon. Trying to think of another spot I'd put you. South Mississippi or North Mississippi. Let me think that through for a second. I could see you at Picayune.
Yeah.
Tough guard. Also played some defense when some people got hurt.
Probably had a dip.
Nose guard. Situationally. You know, like red zone.
Smoking on the sidelines.
If he needs to play a little running back, just give it to him.
Yeah. Now, he could be a nasty fullback. I see it. Especially at the high school level or JUCO.
With that.
You know, you drop him at Jones or Colin, talking about steamrolling some people.
God.
Getting low. Getting that pad level real, real low on a Thursday night when everybody's getting their teeth knocked out.
That's it.
And, you know, it's full bore JUCO. You know, smash mouth football.
Smash mouth football.
Yeah.
I carry it well.
That's right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Some guys can do that. It's amazing. You do carry. There are some guys that can weigh 260 in the South. And they do look like they're built like a freight train, but they can carry it well.
Yeah, they look great.
And then there's some that can't. Because you got the butt and the hips and all that thing going. So you can pack a lot in there. And you look like you lifted weights, or you may still, but you did for a long time.
He's somewhat symmetrical.
I mean, I've got a 78-year-old dad who's a former bodybuilder who wears me out in the gym.
Well, that's going to be
really?
Oh, yeah.
He's still in the gym?
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Doing what? How in the world?
That's impressive. If you stay just lifting some weights throughout your life, the difference that makes is unbelievable. Speaking of, Jax, I meant to send you some.
I hope not weights.
No, I know you're not lifting, but I bookmarked something.
Tight.
Here it is. I got to send it to you. We want this at 8 a.m. This is going to be fantastic. We'll do a little health and wellness in honor of Jackson Meadows.
There you go.
At 8 a.m. Because this was one of the, some MD or nutritionist was talking about what you should do after you eat. Oh, you have it? All right, well, hold on. Let me drop a live endorsement. The Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. It's National No Socks Day. I thought of Mike Leach, but David texted us on the Ag Up Equipment text line. He said, Joe Lee Dunn. No, that's a great one, too. That's fantastic. I mean, not wearing socks is awesome, whether you're walking around in the grass, whether you're walking around on sand at the beach, or, you know, whatever, some dirt. It's the whole grounding thing that Jermaine Benoit told us about when she came in studio. She's like a nutritionist, and she talked about how you should stand on the ground or grass or the sand for 15-plus minutes a day and how good it is for your body.
What?
It was incredible.
Huh.
We should bring her back in. And
that's cool.
And it was awesome.
So,
it's called grounding. We should all do it, if not daily, a lot. Backyard, front yard.
Just at least.
Of course, you do it at the beach. That's why the beach is so healthy for you. It's not just the salt water. It's right. Walk around on the sand is grounding your body. I don't remember. It's not neurons. It was something very scientific and technical that I don't understand, but it was an awesome interview. And so she came in and told us all about that. Yeah.
Well, hot dog.
How about that?
I had no idea.
Well, there you go. That's why you're back.
Getting learnt, man.
You needed a mental reboot.
Did I? And I got rebooted. It's good. Feels good.
I noticed people are already calling for us to have Jermaine Benoit back in, not just because she's exceptional when it comes to health and nutrition, because maybe another reason.
She's a good-looking woman.
She is very attractive.
You know what?
And she's also super sweet and smart.
7:47. You think we get here by, 8:15?
Do you want me to text
you? I mean, you might as well.
Okay.
Let's see what you got going on.
All right. We'll see what Jermaine's doing today or maybe tomorrow or sometime this week. I'm actually in studio all week. I thought I was going to Starkville today, but I'm not, so it worked out. The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by the Purple Mattress at any of the Miskelly Sleep stores. No other mattress can compare. The reason is simple. Nobody else has their grid. And the Purple Mattress Flex grid is everything. Memory foam. It's temperature neutral material. Instantly flexes to every move. Perfectly adapting to support your body. The Purple Mattress, which I sleep on at any of the Miskelly Sleep stores. Do you want to drop this? All right. Hang on. I got to set this up. We're going to do a health and nutrition deal, and then we're going to do a big giveaway today. This is on Andrew Uberman's podcast. He went to Stanford, and he's a MD scientist. But he had this lady on by the name of Casey Means, who's an MD, and she explains why walking after you eat a meal is so healthy for you.
I have heard that a short walk after a meal will reduce blood glucose in a way that's really dramatic.
Huge amount, yeah. 30, 35% just taking a walk around the block after a meal. That's definitely a prescription I think everyone should do because the research is so strong on it, is that building in simply a 10-minute walk around the block or a dance party in the kitchen, moving your muscles for 10 minutes after a meal can drastically reduce your glucose response because you're just bringing all those channels to the membrane. You're taking up the glucose, you're using it. It's a whole different physiology than sitting on the couch after a meal. That's very high impact. It's high leverage if it's after a meal. So highly recommend that. And the Levels data and clinical data has shown that out time and time again.
There you go, Jackson. If you eat a meal and you'll just go move around a little bit, it's great for your blood glucose. How about that?
I have no idea what that word means.
Well, that's what you get on the Out of Bounds Show. That's called range.
Range.
Okay. Like, who played the best last night in the NBA guard-wise?
Ooh. That was a good ball player last night. You think it was White?
Derek White
played good ball.
Okay. Derek, since Steph has been eliminated, we have Derek White-type range on this show.
For range-wise, it is Derek White.
Okay. Sure. I don't even know who he is or who he plays for.
Celtics?
Seas. Okay.
Your future NBA champion, Celtics.
That's right. Do you think y'all are going to win it?
I'm worried.
You going to make Larry Bird proud and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish?
Would Larry be DJ? Proud if they beat the Pacers?
Yes, he's a Celtic. It's even though he coached and was, I think, GM. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I don't know. He wasn't an owner, was he? He was a GM.
I don't. They may have given him like a point or two, but I don't think so.
He's Celtic.
Boston right. Celtic. Yes. Yes. Big time. I mean, come on. Bird?
Yeah. I mean,
McHale? Yeah. Parrish?
Synonymous.
DJ? Danny Ainge? With that haircut?
Danny Ainge.
Yeah. Bill Walton, who really never played, but would always wave the towel on the bit. That was after both knees were shot.
Yeah.
Right? That was post-Portland Trailblazers and wherever else he played. Yeah. Bill looked like he was going to crumble by then. On the court. He looked wobbly. He did. You know, Walton, to play in the NBA, he looked like he never, ever got under a squat bar.
No.
And thought, I think Bill just walked by as people were squatting in the weight room and thought, nah, I'm good. Don't you?
Dude, there's no way. Hey, first off, that's a long way down.
That is, look, he's seven feet or whatever he is.
Long way down.
I know.
That's the same way with benching, like for those guys. Like, how in the world? That's a
long way. Oh, with those long arms?
Long way.
Yeah, you can't. What are you can't do? Throw up a lot of weight.
No. His claim is.
It's why that LeBron build is like perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely is.
Yeah. Bird didn't look like he lifted. He just came here with that trunk and those legs, and he looked country strong from French Lick, Indiana. And so, but he did look like the guy that would walk in the weight room and
power it out.
Oh, yeah. Especially on the squat rack.
I'm with that.
Okay.
100%.
Maybe not so much upper, although I think he was strong, but he didn't really look like he had any muscle tone in his arms.
No.
But his trunk and his legs were, you know, he's kind of built like Peyton Manning, except a little bit taller than Peyton, now that I think about it. The Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105. What?
Dude.
What?
Did you just call them blobs?
Well, they're square, but they bring some, believe it or not, well, I mean, Bird was, well, so was Peyton, even though he couldn't move. Bird was crazy athletic.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He didn't look like some of the other guys that we're in awe of as far as their bodies and the way they they played stylistically.
Okay, all right, I'm with that.
Yeah. But Bird was crazy athletic.
Peyton was that athletic?
Peyton was he was more athletic than people giving credit just because he wasn't a straight line runner.
Right.
You know,
or
lateral for that matter.
Yeah, he wasn't.
But he could do some things that still count in the world of sport.
Oh yeah.
So Bo, here's a hot take on something.
Okay.
Austin Rivers, NBA, went on the Pat McAfee show, and I got to get your take on it. He said that he could take 30 NBA players and put them in the NFL right now, but he couldn't take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
100%.
I agree with that.
100%.
Do you?
Well, let me think about that, but right off the bat, I agree with that. I agree with McAfee.
100%.
That's interesting. Okay. Because remember we talked about Cam Matthews for Mississippi State this year and how he looked like he could play edge rusher. Maybe tight end, but I had him more pegged as an edge rusher. All right, we are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Have you checked out all the toolboxes at Rick's Pro Truck in Gluckstadt and Rick's Pro Truck in Flowood? You should. Unbelievable, the toolboxes and the inventory that they have. So your next toolbox is powered by RPT and Rick's Pro Truck in Gluckstadt and Rick's Pro Truck in Flowood. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Rick'sProTruck.com.